Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Former 9011 coming from here, Tampa, Florida. What's good? It's Friday, August 16, 2013. Tonight, inside the cypher, it's a jam session, baby. A hip-hop jam session. Oh, yes. We will also recap the week in news and entertainment. Madam C. Low Boston may stop past. I know hot chocolate's up in here. Save James again may stop past. He up in D.C., possibly NY, possibly DJing a party, possibly roughhousing some special ed kids somewhere. Regardless, if you want to talk to any of us, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That's right. Real talk, real people, real times. Hey, we said a hip-hop party, a jam session up in here tonight. On the other side of this, we welcome to the show as we wrap it up. Hot Chocolate is here. She's always here and here on time. Time for a jam.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass.
Time for.
Coming up.
So though,
coming up, coming down. Rock queen, put your hair in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it real, y'all know y'all can fuck around. Coming up, coming down. Rock queen, put your hair in my crown.
Hey.
Look at me, pathetic nigga. This chain that I bought, you mix greed, pain, and fame. It's a heinous result. Let these words be the colors I'm just painting my heart. I'm knee deep in the game, and it ain't what I thought. Got the Range Rover, my girl got the Mercedes. Iced out crazy, I wanna shine like baby. Compared to that nigga, I ain't even got a bib yet. Truth be told, I ain't even bought a crib yet. This is everything they told a nigga not to do. Image is everything I see, it got a lot to do with the way people perceive and what they believe. Money short, so the jewelry is like a weed meant to deceive. And hear niggas say, I see you. Now bitches wanna fuck you, and niggas wanna be you, and police wanna stop you. Frisk you, wonder what he do. If a hater snatch a chain, I bet it still won't free you. Cause I'll be right back grinding till I cop another. I sit and think about all the shit I could've cop my mother. My partner say, that's just a game, my nigga. Swear I heard my jeweler say, here go your chain, my nigga. This is chaining day. My chain of day, my last piece I swear, my guilt heavy as this piece I wear. They even iced out Jesus' hair. My last piece I swear, they even iced out Jesus' hair. Ice on this white Jesus seem a little unholy. The real strange thing about this iced out rolling, same shit a broke black nigga get gas at. Same shit a rich white motherfucker laugh at. Well, laugh on, white man, I ain't paid as you. But I bet your rims ain't the same age as you. And I ain't got no investment portfolio, but my black and white diamonds shining like an Oreo. I know back home a nigga sick today. He rock a chain and he always got some shit to say. Even back when I was broke, I knew this shit was fake. He probably sneezed too hard and this shit could break. But hey, you know the saying, fake it till you make it. Me, I did the opposite, made it, then I faked it. And acted like I gave a fuck. Money I was saving up to buy a crib that's gated to that 100 racks, I gave it up. For what?
I need you to love me.
Chain of day.
Love me.
Oh, my chain of day.
I need you to love
me. My chain of day.
Love me.
My last piece, I swear. My guilt heavy as this piece I wear.
Love me.
They even iced out Jesus' head. My last piece, I swear.
Love me.
Impact on him right there. Let Nas down, J. Cole. Inside the Friday Night Cypher, it's a jam session, y'all. And you can take part, y'all. Miss Paula Deen, she had a success this week, y'all. they said get out of here. They said get out of here. Now, how many people really thought that this lady was black that actually filed the lawsuit? I did. I had no idea that this was a Caucasian woman that filed the lawsuit against Paula Deen. The court said, get out of here, lady. You're not African-American. And we'll talk about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plaid City, give it up. The very hot chocolate. Hey, welcome to the show inside the jam session, Friday Night Cypher.
How y'all doing, y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all, glad to be here. Yeah, they did tell the lady to beat it, and I thought she was African American as well. I was so surprised when they said that she was Caucasian.
Listen,
I was like,
so let's pause. Listen, when you assume you make an ass out
of yourself
you and me,
absolutely.
I'm gonna say you and me, specifically me,
absolutely,
because it's on me if I assume. I assume,
and not do
this
my
was
research.
An African-American person that filed this lawsuit against Paula Deen. She was not. She was Caucasian. But the court said, beat it. Get out of here.
She had no basis for your lawsuit if for discrimination if you're of the same race as the person you're accusing of the discriminatory act.
So check it out. It made perfect sense to me. The court's perspective on it was, if we even open up a can of worms and let stuff like this even start to fly, then, you know, there would be all even more frivolous lawsuits than exist already today. You all know we're stupid when it comes to lawsuits. There's no country in the world that does what we do with our court system. We sue you for anything in America. They think that we're stupid outside of this country. Come on, folks.
Yes.
But, hey, nevertheless,
gotta do better.
Hot chocolate, T.M. Hammond. Hey, I'm hype. I'm just happy to be home. And when I say home here with the show, chilling, laid back, versus kind of the vigor of my days. My brain, listen, I think a lot. Daily. I solve problems. I help people. And it drains me daily. Folks, listen. Listen, more people need to get involved and mentor so that, you know, 20% of the people aren't doing 80% of the work. We got to change that notion. We got to change that concept and that reality. It's not even a concept. It's a reality. 20% of the people typically do 80% of the work. We got to do better here in America, where the resources are abundant and they're overflowing. We have got to stop being so selfish, so greedy. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah.
God has been good to us. Mm. Stop playing. You know, it's really about helping
the poor.
Know better
and do better.
When you help the poor, come on, it's like, you know, giving a loan to God. And listen, the word says he pays you wonderfully, you know what I'm saying, in interest. And, hey, I'm with it. I'm just saying.
Ain't nothing
wrong
with saying that. We like that.
If you got a song, you know what I'm saying, you want to hear, and it's in our archives, we have no problem throwing it on tonight because, yo, we just trying to rock out. We just trying to jam. That's it. We just trying to jam.
We're trying to change the pace that we had of the hectic rat race and just chill out and relax and have fun with our T.M. Hyman family.
Hey, no doubt. I believe Hot Chocolate wanted to smooth it down with our friend A. Marie. So we're going to do just that. You are inside. Let me get into Quiet Storm, you know, laid back, smooth. Hey, you remember Phil Nelson? Phil Nelson, 103 Jams?
Yes, shout out, Phil.
Let me try to bring it down to Phil Nelson at the Quiet Storm. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, the jam session. Here's A. Marie. Why are you so T.M. Hyman Radio Live?
Why are you the one?
Snapping my fingers. Yes, 9:16 here on the East Coast, 6:16 out there in Cali, where it never rains in Southern California, allegedly. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, here on TM Hyman Radio Live. He is the general, and we are chilling here on the Friday Night Cypher, but we are rocking out, just throwing on our favorites, the things that make us move. That was A. Marie, and I think we figured out the song is called Why Are You? I think that's what it's
Why
called.
Why Are You? That's correct.
But, yeah, that joint rocks. Love it.
No doubt.
And I got a little bit of news. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go for it. No. We got an email that I wanted to actually share because I accept feedback, and I love this show. Not because I'm on this show, but I love this show because it's real. And we've had people to call in. We have people to email us, give us feedback, and I wanted to share some feedback that came to me and ask for your help and other people's help, specifically those who are around me, with the feedback. But I want you to go ahead and share the news, and then we'll talk about this email a little bit later.
Okay, my news is a little bit of music news. First, congratulations to Kay Michelle on the release of her album, finally,
Word.
Rebellious Soul, her solo
Word.
Effort. It was released on the 13th, which was Tuesday, and I hear that it's doing really, really, really well. So congratulations, Kay Michelle. Can you bring you and your booty here to Tampa Bay so, you know, we can talk to you and hang out and you can sing VSOP
right.
live because that is my joint. Love it.
Right.
And I'm going to get some Kay Michelle on the board before the next show.
I saw that performance that she did on the reunion show, actually, I think, last week. And I was like, wow. And folks, you know.
I was thoroughly impressed.
It was like there was Kay Michelle, then there was Kay Michelle's backside. If you almost have to refer to them as two separate entities.
I said bring her and her booty.
But she absolutely. So when you said that, I'm like, that's a powerful statement because they are almost like two separate entities. She's a phenomenal singer though, and I like her because she's like super duper real.
Yes, that makes me. Makes her appeal to me more as the artist that she is because I can relate to her more because she shows her real persona. She doesn't really try to hold back or cover it up. So I appreciate that in my R&B artists who are trying to tell and sell their stories. So once again, shout out to Kay Michelle and the booty. Chris Brown is in the news again. It's a little bit of good news in his favor. His hit and run charges that he was recently charged with were actually dropped by the young lady. Now, I'm not sure what the basis behind her dropping the lawsuit was, but he seems to be free and clear. So that's a good look for Breezy. Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. Now, this was probably the weirdest music news that I think I've heard today or thus far this week or this month. Okay, the lawsuit, I believe, starts out with the estate and the family of Marvin Gaye suing Robin Thicke for his smash hit Blurred Lines, alleging that they being Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. stole the song, the melody, you know, the groove. Not necessarily the words, but, you know, I guess the whole track. You know, I don't know if they allegedly changed it around or didn't pay for a sample. I don't know what happened. But Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. are countersuing the estate for accusing them of stealing the material. So I'm sure this is going to get sticky and probably get worse before it gets better. But we'll keep you updated here on TM Hyman Radio with any updates that we might get. It's kind of sad. Because, you know, you got to respect the greats. You know, if you're going to use the sample, people pay for it. And between the three of them, and I'm not saying that they, you know, took the sample without getting, you know, the clearance or, you know, the proper copyright documents or what, I'm not sure what it is. But I just can't see them just taking it and just running with it and not doing the proper things between the three of them and all of the millions that exist. So it's kind of sad to me.
Wow. Interesting. But that is the that's the game in this particular hour. You know, that's where we are in hip hop, and at the end of the day, it's really just business. It's the estate,
it is.
You know, trying to keep the bills paid. You know, whatever property they do have, whatever assets they have, and you know, fortunately,
right.
At least somebody's smart enough to know that is, you know, their material. And they're trying to protect it, you know, as best they can. I'll tell you this, check it out. If it does come down to the Marvin Gaye estate being able to prove that any aspect of that work has been used, guess what? And not even that. I can tell you this. If the estate is even thinking that they stole the material, if they can do it, they have the right to be able to stop and cease the record, like right now. Stop the record from being played until they settle it.
Yeah. And so let me ask you this, PM.
It could get extremely ugly if it's not settled.
Do you hear it? Because I'm telling you, people, I love that song. Blurred Lines is
I didn't initially like the song, but it caught on, and I do. I
what
know
song
what
do you hear?
Because
I hear
I
it, and I don't want to say it, but.
Well, I can't even say I know what song it is. All I know is. It's a groove from back in the day. What has been done is what, you know, many refer to as flipping it inside out.
Yeah.
And so they kind of flip the track inside out, but the groove is still there.
I don't know specifically what the song is. That is my disclaimer. But what I hear...
If you know what it is, and you know, you want to share it with us, hey, call us, 917-889-3926.
There you go. Save me.
Real talk, real people, real time. We'll be right back.
This save.
Hey, yo.
Always
this is the remix.
I
ain't say that in a minute. Miguel. Chris Montana, bad boy. Yo, Test Smooth.
Test Smooth, straight face.
Check it out. Yeah, your love is like perfect.
Like perfect.
My protection.
My protection.
My resurrect.
Let's rock.
I need it when I be stressing.
Uh-huh.
You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach house.
Go.
Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open,
ooh.
All gold bins.
Yeah.
Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens.
Know that bad boy game,
cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train.
Right.
I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no
on,
more.
Yo.
Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back,
baby. Oh, and we are. Can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, baby.
Like this, let's rock. Come on.
My love. Just let my love adorn you. And hey, baby. Yeah, you gotta know. You gotta know.
Montana.
B.I.G. Round with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red.
Right.
And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters.
Hey,
damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scoop me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Montana.
Sing.
We'll all
Smoke like the best players that done it. Six digits in front of dudes don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan, the Marco, Mary.
Kitties, and I'm glad that he played, you know, a little bit of throwback Marion Jane.
Just recap.
Right. We were talking before the break about a lawsuit that apparently has been brought forth by the estate of Marvin Gaye against Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. for the song Blurred Lines. Now, I think I hear the Marvin Gaye song Got to Give It Up in the background. That's what I think I hear. Yeah. If it's not that, it's a rendition of that.
Hit that tone again because I immediately thought of that song and I just needed to confirm the title. Hit the tune again.
Okay, now I never said I could sing, but I will. So I'm gonna try to get as close to the tune as possible.
No. I mean, what you did for me a minute ago, it was just the beat. When you did the beat, I immediately knew.
It is. I used to go out to party.
Yep,
dance,
that's it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Exactly.
All
No, I'm saying. Yeah. And so you confirmed that the name of that tune is
Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye.
Got to Give It Up. If that, in fact, is the name of that tune and Marvin Gaye Estates can prove it, if the estate can prove it, then somebody's in trouble. Because what will happen and what they can do ultimately is they can ask, you know, up to, I think, a certain amount, depending on what state, you know, they live in.
Yeah.
And perhaps, you know, get the majority of the money that's been earned because they pretty much didn't get permission to use their work. It's serious, people. And if they can prove it, guess what? They got to pay up. So I hope that they followed the right process and protocol. And again, for me, I say good for them for managing, you know, their assets and taking care of their business. Because too many times artists just come along and do what they, you know, want to do, you know, and they don't follow the rules. You know, people don't follow the rules. And there are consequences to not following the rules. We're out of control in America, and I ain't really trying to get on the soapbox. This is, like, so real. I mean, the jails are overflowing. Prisons are overflowing because of so many people that really don't want to follow the rules. I mean, come on.
Yep.
I know life is tough. I ain't saying it's not difficult, but I'm saying, I mean, if everybody didn't just follow, if everyone didn't follow the rules and just did what they wanted to do, the world would be, our communities would be in total chaos. And so I'm done. I'll shut up. We're inside the cipher.
No, you're right, though. You're right. And how hard is it? And like I was saying earlier, with all of the money and the liquid assets between the three of those men on that song, why can't you just pay for the sample?
It's cheaper. It's like $1,500. Now they're going to probably pay more than $250,000.
Yep.
And just for those who don't know what $250,000 is, that's $250,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of zeros. It's a lot of zeros. Nothing to sneeze at.
Absolutely.
At all. All right, so back to a little bit of, I call her the most public wanting to be private mother ever, Kim Kardashian. She had a little rant apparently on Instagram against Katie Couric, who is a very popular, very well known, very well respected television journalist, major news stations.
We love Katie Couric on CBS now. We love Katie Couric.
I follow Katie Couric from NBC to where she is now currently. I don't really like that channel, but I will watch her. I digress, though. So Kim K made a slick comment about Katie Couric because Katie voiced her opinion about why the Kardashians are so popular, or she's a little bit, I guess, lost. Like I am too. I'm really trying to figure it out too. I mean, I know the hood reason, but I don't know the pop icon culture reason that she's so popular or their family is so popular. And I mean, I think that Katie Couric's well within her right to voice that opinion. Now, Kim K apparently didn't think so because she, Kanye, and Baby Northwest had received a baby shower gift from Katie Couric. So Kim K Instagrams a photo of this baby shower gift and says, or asks Katie Couric, basically, and says that she hates fake media friends. Now, I mean, both feelings are fair. I think it was fair for Katie to be able to voice her opinion. Maybe she forgot she sent the baby shower gift personalized from herself. I don't know. Maybe that was something, you know, that she just let slip her mind before she verbalized her comment. And I think it was fair for Kim, you know, to feel the way that she felt. Maybe, you know, she was taken aback and happy when she received the gift and felt a little slighted when she heard the comment. So there's three sides to everything, you know, his, hers, or hers, hers, and the truth. But, you know, I guess both people, again, are well within their right to feel that way. I just thought it was kind of funny that Kim felt that she had to slam Katie that way.
Kim Kardashian, to me, gets, like, way too much press, and I really don't understand why.
I feel the same way Katie Couric does. Like I said, I know the hood reason as to why Kim K is so popular, and Ray J helped her with that. And, you know, he made the song, he hit it first. Okay, fine. Okay, we're tired of hearing about people hitting it, really. Like, it's not that serious, and their family is really not that engaging. And instead of all of the ratchetness that we see them bring forth on their shows, I like to see them doing something and giving back to the community and actually making a difference instead of influencing these young girls to just feel like, you know, the need for surgical augmentation, 100% virgin Remy hair and 6-inch stilettos is your way of life. But that's
you
just my opinion and my
background. The hip hop jam session with the very hot chocolate.
Caliente I am.
It's 9:44. We shall return. Reliving the past. You're lost.
Rockstar bitch, call me Elvis. M.O.B., she call me selfish. Success got him jealous. Shorty's killing while I'm drilling. Tattoos, how they break the news. It was real if you made the news. Last night my bitches came in twos, and they both suck like they came to lose. Dropped out first day of school, cause niggas got cocaine to move. I be going hard, I got a name to prove. Killing them, hurting they hard, make the pain improve. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. Send this bitch up, it can't go down.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes, and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown.
Bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get the dough, box brown mama. Jig suits from Gabbana. Who rolling, nigga, who you calling? Baba, we be flashing, sex lasting all night long and strong. The back's a rip, ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. The galley on, box brown, the dawn, Uchi on. Stalin, sip Cristal on a Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Ravano, turn them off, nigga, the snitch. Playing the dawn for Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewel's be the bomb. The 4 hotties, total with Foxy, sippin' for March. She's a bad girl of the year, 96 can do it.
Fat luscious liquor blue lips
time around for me. Three times more than the lady you done matching me be. I've been reinstated, platinum plated, and niggas hated. Related, shit, I'm the shit. 12 losers in the pit. Get hot like a chili pepper flea from me. You got the blunt, give it away to the BRAT. And check my M3, they got more beat than Bo Piachi. And you can't keep up with this temper from the West Side T. I'm counting that money, acting funny with all the phonies. Keeping it real with homies who've been real to me. It would defeat the purpose for me not to flash my rock. Cash travelers, check the best.
Consciously heard you say it since you told me to tell you that you were saying it. I mean, I know that's only a very brief period of time.
Only because, believe it or not, I did check email before we came on, and I was like, wow. And my reflex was to email Jennifer back, you know, with attitude. But I actually said, you know what, self? You know you got a problem saying, so why are you mad? For being called out.
Yeah. Our listeners love us, and they only want us to grow. So thank you, Jennifer.
Absolutely. And again, she started off with, you are, and she said, and. So that told me she spoke proper English because she wrote proper English. She put that A-N.
Yes.
Because, of course, you know, outstanding begins with an O, and that's a vowel, and you always have to, you know, put the A in anytime there's a vowel, okay? Come on, folks.
You do. English 101.
So I respect insisted that she use proper English, and she wanted me to, as a broadcaster, because that's a golden rule. So anybody that's, you know, you and I know for a fact I'm not the only person that has an problem. And so
I
honestly say this. I can honestly say this. Kicks in most of the time when I'm impromptu. And so what that means is, in a fancy way of saying, not really prepared. I'm honest.
He is. He is. And like you said, he's not the only one. I have an problem, and I also am working on a challenge that I have that I think I've inherited from, I'm going to blame my mother because she does it to me, but talking over people in conversation before they are finished with their statement or expression. So I am making a conscious effort to try and work on that as well.
Yeah, we all have something. And I mean, you know, I'm telling you, it's easy for you to point out other people's flaws. But let me tell you something. As you mature, you will realize, and even I know people who are mature who still doesn't realize, and I ain't going to call nobody out. But at the end of the day, you got to realize you got to have your own house in order before you try to call somebody else out. But at the same time, you have to know when somebody's trying to give you some constructive criticism because they respect you and they only want to see the best for you. And so thank you, Jennifer, and those in Phoenix, Arizona, because she said that she had friends that actually listened to the show, along with there was a company out in Norfolk, Virginia. Hey, if you are in Norfolk, VA, and you are looking to have your lawn taken care of, JP Lawn Care Professional Services, hey, hit them up. They can be contact Jason Prouty, 757-452-1822. Hot chocolate, take us home. Monday, check us out, 9 p.m.
Just want to shout out again, Joe Smith and Kiss Major. They have an event on the West Coast tonight. Doors opening at 5 p.m. It's on 100 South Main Street, Santa Ana, California. It is G-Force Presents Sexy and the Beast Original Mics, and there's also a meet and greet with Joe Smith as well. So if you're out there in the Santa Ana area, check us out. We will be back on Monday. Madam CeeLo Boston, we miss you. Save James. Take care out there. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General T.M. Hyman, and collectively, we are T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Good night, everybody. Have a fantastic day.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.